Two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning author and historian David Levering Lewis released a new biography on Hoosier businessman and presidential candidate Wendell Willkie. All Things Considered host Matt Pelzer sat down with Lewis to talk about the book and to draw comparisons between that era and today's political climate.
I remember back in 2016 when now President Trump was gaining momentum as the Republican candidate, hearing comparisons to Wendell Willkie. You know, the fact that he's a businessman, a political outsider, a bit of a populist, and the fact that he was changing the party, so to speak. And so I took that comparison when I heard it. I took it to heart, having not known much about Wendell Willkie. But now that I've read the book, I've learned that that's about where the comparison ends. Wendell Willkie was, in fact, a very different candidate.
Yes, I think you would have to say that the president who occupies the White House now is the anti-Willkie, really. There were certainly similarities. Both were successful businessmen. Both had never held elective office. And both were really not particularly interested in politics at first, except to make politics work for their own interests. And, of course, they both, as they found themselves engaged in politics, changed their official political affiliations. The consequences of a Wendell Willkie being elected president would, I think, have been really quite different and quite positive. The consequences of a Trump presidency still working themselves out in the course of history. Wendell believed, however, that partisanship, though important, had to abide by its larger responsibility, which was to oppose and to criticize, but to do so in the service of consensus and of the commonwealth, of a better nation. We know that, of course, he was not elected. Defeated, Wendell Willkie spoke on the three national networks to introduce a concept of loyal opposition. Said he, our party is a great party. It's a party that has great principles, but it honors its principles and honors the party and its partisanship only insofar as it's beneficial to the Commonwealth as a whole. We must not criticize simply for the sake of criticism. We must criticize for the sake of the nation. Now, that seems commonsensical. In today's political climate, collaboration and criticism have a very different meaning and function.
What was interesting to me was that even though Willkie and FDR butted heads privately and in public, after Willkie's untimely death in 1944, FDR said that Willkie, even though he had faced him once in an election and almost twice, said he was, quote, a godsend to this country when we needed him most. You don't hear that kind of thing these days.
You don't hear such an accolade. But it was absolutely true. The country might well, under the leadership, a different leadership, it would have stood by and watched a Hitlerian Europe consolidate. And the British perhaps would have had to throw in the towel. Who knows what the narrative might have been. And so Willkie was absolutely central to that. But he's also, in his own way, a towering figure, not simply someone who supports an agenda that FDR advocated. To what are we fighting for, Willkie wanted to make clear. Those principles, Willkie felt, had to be embedded in the process of the war.
Two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning author and historian David Levering Lewis speaking with me about his new biography on Hoosier businessman and presidential candidate Wendell Willkie. For WFYI, I'm Matt Pelzer.